The Gemara says, Sovelok Resh Lakish. Rav Ashi holds like Resh Lakish, and only the one brother was mutter to her, Asalav, and the other brothers all have a chai bekrisis. Or Mataris Lok Reb Shimon, we'll soon see. Rav Ashi answers this price according to Resh Lakish, according to Reb Shimon Shita. Ravina Sovelok Reb Yechanan. Ravina holds the Shita of Yechanan and know that the rule only Yechai Velavin. I then the Sefer Shver, why is the Kedushin Atchal? I tell you, Mataris Kerabonin. Well, the answer goes according to Rabban and Shita. Now it's like this. Rav Ashi Sovelok Resh Lakish. Rav Ashi holds like Resh Lakish a Shita. That holds that all the other brothers have a Chiyuv Koras to her. So then the Resh is Shver. Why, when the brother dies, do we say the other brothers have to do Chalitza? The Chorash is a Koras to the other brothers. There should be no Mitzvah Yibam and no Chalitza at all. Or Metaris Lok Rav Shimon. Rav Ashi answers it goes according to Resh Lakish. According to Reb Shimon Shita, that what? Cases like this. If one brother gives chalitza to his brother's wife when one brother died, one of the live brothers now makes chalitza, and now he himself goes to marry her. The lacher is, tzricha chalitza menachin. One of the brothers now, when he dies, has to make chalitza. So Kasher is, according to Resh Lakish, where's the case? According to Resh Lakish, all the other brothers have a Chiyuv Koras, there shouldn't be any Mitzvah Chalitza at all. I tell you, so Rav Ashi answers, Manachim, which brothers have to make Chalitza? It goes according to Rav Shimon Shita, Achin HaYeludim, the brothers that were first born later, after the first brother died. Aishas Ach, Shlohoye B'Yolomai, we're talking about. And Kaman Rav Shimon, it goes according to Rav Shimon Shita. The Rav Shimon said like this, when do we say in the Mishnah, this is Nerva, when the new brother is born after the first brother died, only if the new brother is born before Yibam or Chalitza took place. But here we're talking about first one brother died, and the second brother made Chalitza and married her. And now another brother was born. So at the time when the next brother was born, she's no more Mitzvah Yibam, she's no more Resh Asach anymore. So there's no more Erva to her. So according to Reb Shimon, that's why this brother now has to go and be Miyabna. Has the Mitzvah Chalitza. So that's how the Resh is going. The Resh that says the brother has to make Chalitza as a Mitzvah Yibam is talking about not a Stam brother. A brother that was alive at the time when the first brother was alive, Havada, she's an Erva. We're talking about a brother that was first born later, after another brother already married her, then there's no more Erva to the last brother. That's what Shimon Shita. That Eishes Ash, Lehoi Yibalami, is only if he's born when she's still in the Matzav of Yibam. But if he's born after she's already married, then there's no more Erva. So that's what the Rashi the Mishnah is talking about. Now, Omad Echav Min HaNolodim. Now the Sefer, the Mishnah means like this. Let's say one of the brothers that were alive when the first brother was living, the Kitcher, that brother went and married her. Havada Lacher is, Eilo Leklum, there's no Kedushin Chal at all. Command, who does that go like? Keresh Lakish, like Resh Lakish Ashita. That only the brother that made Chalitza, he has a love, Kedushin Kudichal. But the other brothers remain with the Erev Eishasach, that the Kedushin is not Chal. So that's where Rav Ashi answers this price according to Resh Lakish. The ratio goes according to Rav Shimon Shita about the new brothers talking about a brother that's born first later on, and for him she's not a Nerva. And the Sefer that says she is a Nerva is talking about the brothers that were alive when the first brother was also alive. That's Rav Ashi's terence according to Resh Lakish. Ravina now, Sovelok Reb Yechanan. Ravina holds like Reb Yechanan Shita. That holds that she's only alive to all the brothers and to all the tzaros. There's only Chai V'Lavinia. So now the ratio is very good. The ratio that says when the brother dies is the Mitzvah Chalitza, because she's only a Chai V'Lavin, Chai V'Lavin has Chalitza. What Shver though is the Sefer. Why does the Sefer say if one of the brothers marry her, that the Kedushin is not Chal? Why not? There's only Chai V'Lavin. So Ravina says, the Mataris La Liba the Rabbonin. He goes according to Rabbonin Shita of Eish Shach Shlosh Rabbi Yolomai. That the Pshach of the Bryce is like this. If one brother makes chalitza, because of a kitchen, then that brother marries her, he's only over love, and then that brother dies, tzricha chalitza menachin. All the other brothers have to make chalitza. Why? Because there's only chayv elavin. On chayv elavin to admit yibum meskal, you have to make chalitza. Now, what's pshat in the seif of the brayso? Man achin? No, what's the reisha? Man achin? Achin hanaladim. That the reisha goes according to the brothers that were alive when the first brother was alive. So therefore, when the first brother died, and one brother made chalitza, all the other brothers that were alive at that time, Rabbi Yechon said a smarich lichusayo ka'avdi, that when one makes chalitza, he's like making chalitza for all the other brothers. So you look as if all the brothers made chalitza, therefore there's only a laugh involved and not a chorus. Keman, Rabbi Yechon. That's like Rabbi Yechon shita. Now, what does the Sefer mean that Kedushin is not chal? What about, mad echad min hayeludim? Let's say, when the brother was born later, after the first brother died, then another brother was born. Now, that brother comes, v'kitcha, and wants to be mekanish his first brother's wife, ein lo olav klum, there's no Kedushin chal at all. Keman, who does that go like? Kerabonin shita, like the Rabbonin shita of Eishas Ashtahoy v'lomoy. Even if the second new brother was born after the first brother already made chalitza, so what? Lamaisa, this new brother now was not alive when the first brother was alive, and Lamaisa, this lady was his brother's wife, and to him there was no mitzvah yibum chal. Therefore, she remains with the erev of Eishasach, and therefore the brother now, this new brother that's born first later, goes in his mekadosh kedushin is not chal. So there is the case, even according to Rabbi Yechanan, that the Kedushin is not chal. Even Rabbi Yechanan says all the brothers only have a lav, that means only the brothers that were alive the same time the first brother was alive. But a brother that's first born after the first brother dies, that's an Eishas Ashtahoy v'lomoy, she remains an erva, and therefore if that brother marries her, Kedushin is not chal. Another verse of Itma. Habu'al Yevoma. Let's say one brother is miyavim, his brother's wife. One brother makes yibum. So the mal the locher of Yibam is the mitzvah is to miyavim one wife. That's all. You have to be miyavim one. Let's say your brother died with three wives. Now there are five brothers still alive. The mitzvah is for one of the brothers to be miyavim one of the wives. As soon as he marries one, that's it. He's not allowed to marry the other ones. So what's going to be if one brother did the mitzvah Yibam, and then after that, the bo echad menachin atzerosa, one of the other brothers now lived with the son of the other wife. So what's the halacha? Mas pligi bo rabach ravina, some machlokes. Chadam of the chorus, the chadam of the essay. One says there's a chayv the chorus involved, churet takras lokesh asmaro, that only the one brother that made Yibam, for him it's okay. For the other brother, she remains with the Yisra Eshasach. The Chadam one says no b'yesei. To all the other brothers now, the other Soros only has Nisrasei. What's the Hezber? Man, the Yom of the Koros Koresh Lokish. The one that says that the other brothers now, that live with the other wife, the Chayef Koros. The other like Koresh Lokish. That when the one brother is Miyabim, one wife, it's only him that's doing the mitzvah to that one wife. So these two people did the mitzvah. Everybody else has no more mitzvahs yibum, so to everybody else to remain with the erev of Eishas Tach is the chiyuv koros involved. Uman the yom of the essay, the man the yom that says, there's an yisur asay. The yisur asay is, you can be boina by yisechot v'lo shnei batim. You're only allowed to be miyabim one house and not two houses. That's an yisur asay. You're not allowed to marry two sisters. I mean, not to, your brother two wives. If your brother died having two wives, like Rashi the essay, the Deacon of the Torah says, Bayis Echadu Boina. You're only allowed to build one house, one wife. V'yein Boina Beis Batim. V'lam B'bo Mechal Aseiz Asei. So who's the man, the Yom, that says now the other brothers, if they marry the other wife, there's only Nisar Asei, Krav Yechlin, cause the Krav of Yechlin Shita. That we had before, like Rashi says. The Yom Rav Yechlin Shita was, Iyush Lichusa Diachin Kovit. That the one brother, or the one Yevoma, that receives the Yibum, she's a shliach for the other tzoros, and the brother was a shliach for all the other brothers. So it's considered like everybody did the mitzvah Yibum here. And the Torah says, Bayis Echad is a diyak for loy beis batim, which is an Yisra Masei. So according to Rav Yechanan, the Yisra Masei applies to all the brothers. So all the brothers only have an Yisra Masei. The same machlokes. If they make chalitza, they make Yibum, according to Rav Yechanan, it's like a shlichus. We look as if all the brothers made the Yibim, all the brothers made the Chalitza. So now there's only a Lav or an Asay. But according to Resh Lakish, it's only the one brother and the one wife
that made Yibam or made Chalitza. So those two have either a Lavra and a Say, but all the other brothers remain with the Chayv Krisus.
You're holding up Yud Aleph and Mar Aleph in the middle of the Gemara. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. Tzara Soita Asura. A Tzara of a Soita, she's also for the Mitzvahs Yibam. Because we say, Tumah Ksivba Karois. Vazik says the word Tumah, and Tumah has the same malacha like an erva, like a rice. So what's the case of a Tzara Soita? So Rashi says it's like this, that your brother had two wives, and one wife lived with another man. She became a soita. She's also to a husband. So, and the brother had a second wife also. And now your brother died. So halacha is that the soita herself, there's no mitzvah yibum. Why not? Even though the soita is only also to a husband with a lav, there's no chiyuv karis. If your wife lives with another man, so she's also to you, only with a lav. So usually chayve lavin, there is a mitzvah yibum. If your brother married the lady that's also to him only with a lav, and then your brother dies, there is a mitzvah yibum, you have to at least make chalitza. So why is it soita different? So he says halacha, because the Torah says tuma ksivba karois. By soita it says a posek that's called tuma, and tuma, like it says in the pasha of arois, usually a high decrease is called tuma. So the Torah calls a soita also tuma, to teach us that if your brother dies, and his wife was a soitum, was a lady that lived with another man, so that lady was also to a husband with a lav, but now there's no mitzvah yibum. So Rav Yudam Rav is saying, who adin the tzara is also potter. There's no mitzvah yibum now on the tzara, the second wife. And Rashi says, hoyinusuyye beis noshim, your brother had two wives, vizinso ha'achas tachtav, and one of his wife had znus with somebody else, the Yesh Edim, and this Edim that she's mamash 100% a soita. Umeis b'lei bonim, your brother died without any children. Talachar is he v'tzaros up turas, the soita, and the second wife is also potter. Asmen achalitza, there's no mitzvah yibum. My timer, tumok sivva. The pasuk says v'nistaro v'hinitamo, that she was hidden with this man, and it says v'hinitamo, and Rashi says karoyis tiyachsev al tetamo b'cholelu. In the parasha by Yikra about the Aroyis, it says, Loshin al tetama b'cholelu. Don't be metama to any one of these Aroyis. We're there at Chai v'krisis. So the Chiddush of Tumah that says by Saita is negated to Mitzvah Yibum. That when a Saita falls for Yibum, there's no Mitzvah Yibum. She's mamas like an erva. And Uadin the Tzora also has a Ptur because she's a Tzoras of an erva. That's his Chiddush. Moser Rav Chizuk. Chizuk asked the question, is this true? Rabbi Shimon Oimer. Rabbi Shimon says like this: Biyosa oichalitzosa meochiv shorishin. If one of the brothers of the first husband is miyabim the wife, so lochris pateras tzarosa. Then if you miyabim the wife, it pateras the tzar also. So what's this case talking about? As a full city case, Rashi is it's a special case. Rashi says like this: The case is hoisha shaholach banlam dinas hayom. We're talking about the lady that her husband went over the yam, went across ocean. And an aide came back and told the lady that your husband died. And she got married to a second husband. And she had a heter at that time. Bezdin gave her heter to get married. She went and got married. And then what happens is her first husband comes back. So what's the halacha? Teitze mizel mizel. Midrabonin, she has to go out from both husbands. She can't live with the first husband, because the maestro she was living with another man. Even though really midiraisa, she's muta to the first husband. Because when she lived with the second man, it was bianis, like she thought she's allowed to. She had a heta from Bezin to get married. So when she lived with the second man, it was beheta really. So really midiraisa, she's muta to the first husband. But midrabonin though, there's a din of teitzi mizem mizem. She can't live with either one. She has to get a get from the first one, and a get from the second one. That's the halacha. Now, Mesu, let's say this husband dies now, so the first husband dies, so we say Achiv Shalzeh V'Yachiv Shalzeh, the brother of the first husband, and the husband, the brother of the second
husband.
Yeah, Mesu is both of them dies anyway. Both husbands dies. The first one dies and the second one dies. So now the brothers of both of them, the lachar is Chotzim Vloy Miyavim. They have to make Chalitza. The first one's for sure, because midiraisa, the first one, is really still married to her, and that's called Eshesach. But don't make Yibam midrabonim. That's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Biosa oi chalitzosa miyochiv shorishin. Shimon says no. The brother of the first husband, which midiraisa, she's still married to the first husband, so the brother of the first husband is miyabamah, makes bia, is miyabamah. Oi chalitzosa gives the chalitza. The Yibam helps in her, and it even partners the Tzara. Sharehi kisha noshim lagabi yovin. Because Megay to the Yovin, the brother, she's like a regular wife. To lekonsu rabbonim yibam. The rabbonim did not make any knas, Megay to the mitzvah yibam. There's nothing wrong with the mitzvah yibam. The vadai sharyulei. Shanusa hoisa. Because really, your brother's wife was mutter to him also. Because she was an anusa. She did it by accident. She heard that her husband died. Rakopon, what do we see? Alma. Even though now midirabon and she's called a soita. She lived with another husband when she had another man when she was still married to the first one. So she's called the soita midirabonin. Still the locher is Sharya Tsarosal Yibum. That there is a mitzvah yibum to her and to the Tzara. And I feel the rabbonim that argue in Rav Shimon, like polygraph Shimon Elabrida, only on this site herself. However, but Sarasa Maida, here everybody agrees though that there is a mitzvah yibum on the second wife. So Tekashrin Rav Yehuda Marav, how could he say by regular site? There's no mitzvah yibum to her. And to a Tzara, here we see a case where it's called the site mid rabbonim, that again the wife heard that her husband died, so she got married to a second husband, and then the first husband comes back. So the ma'aseh, she's still married to the first husband, and she was living with another man. So with the rabbanon, she's called the soita. What's the law here? That there is a mitzvah chalitza on the tzara, on the soita, and on the tzara, the second one, there's a mitzvah yibum. So you see clearly, it doesn't have a din of an erva, a soita. When did I say that a soita has a law like an erva for yibum? Where she deliberately lived with another man, so then she becomes also to her husband. When she becomes also to her husband, the Torah says, Tumah, Venitumah, that she has luck like an erva. The Yarta Matali, Saifa the Rabbonin, Saifa the Rabbonin. And you're asking me a question here that she's only the Rabbonin a Saita. Because Midiraisa, she's not also to her first husband. Because she got a heter from Bezdin to get married. She thought the first husband died, and she got married to a second husband. So she thought she's allowed to. So midiraisa, she's mutter. It's only midirabonin. So the rabbonin dika soita, of course she's not a nerva. Like, what's the yokasha? The Gemara says back, so strong. Who the karilo, my karilo. The answer is very good. Like, what was your question altogether? How come you asked the question to Rava? Didn't you know that a soita the rabbonin has nothing to do with a soita the raisa? So the answer was no. The happening was that the cloud is usually called the talk with rabbonin. He ain't the raisa talking. Whenever the Rabbanan make a takonim, they always make it like a Diraisa. So here, this Isha now, since Lamaisa, she's living with a second husband, the Rabbanan gave her din Soita. Now if the Diraisa, or Soita that's the Diraisa that lived with another man deliberately, that she's also to give him, the Hadmin was the Rabbanan should have made that a Soita, but the Rabbanan also doesn't have a mitzvah Yibum. And the Tzarash also shouldn't have Yibum. So that was his question. Since you see here, Soita the Rabbanan, there is a mitzvah yibum. It's mashma midiraisa. Also, there's a mitzvah yibum. But that Rav answer back, no. That deraisa, there's no din yibum because the Torah says tuma. Ksiv lo karois. Mashenka, the site of the rabbonin, havada, she's not called an erva, there would be a mitzvah yibum. Right. Moser Rav Asher. Rashi has another question now to Rav. Again, Rav is mechadish that a soita, even though a soita is only also to a husband with a lamb, still when the husband dies, there's no mitzvah yibum. She has a locha like an erva, that there's no yibum to her or to the tzara. So Moser Rav Asher, Rashi has a kasha. Says a din, nichnaso imoy. Let's say again your wife. The husband warned the wife, gave her, it was makanah already. And he gave her a warning. He told her, don't be together with that man. And nichnaso imoy l'seiser. And two of them saw the way they had yichu together. The way your wife and this other man went together. V'shoso imoy k'dei tuma. And they were alone in the room enough time to have znus together. So locher is asur lebeisa. Midiraisa now, that's called the soita, that she's also to her husband.
we have to be afraid that maybe they had znus together, and she's also to her husband. Who are then if she was an Eshes Kohen, that calls to mind she's married to her husband, she's Lavi Truma, but now that we saw she was Nistero with another man, that she's also to her husband, she's also T Truma also. That's a special, there's a custom at the bottom, Rashi says, Lebeisa Lebaila. Koshema Zinsa, we have a big chash, we're afraid that she had znus. Sharaglayin Ladover, it's very obviously. Sharei Kinula, because the husband warned her first. Venistaron, then she was found alone with that man. Now that's one aloha. Now, Vim Kahanasi, let's say she's an Ashes Kohen. No, Vim Kahanasi, Rashi says, Tam, she alone is a Kahanis. Is Asura Betruma. She's not Lari Truma right now. Since she became a Soita, she loses her Kedushas Kuna by Shkini Truma. The Yadav Masech Vesoita. Nitmas, Nitma, Vinitma. The Pasuk says three times. So we have a Drosha, Gimel Pamim, Echad Labal. That a Soita, she becomes also to her husband. The Echad Laboyim. She's also later to marry or to live with this man that she was found to have Zlus with. The Echad Betruma. The third Pasuk says that if she's a Kahanis, that she's also Tetruma. That's the halacha, but even though we don't have Eidim, they actually had this list together, but as long as they were alone in the room together, but not trying to have this list, since the husband before gave her warning, she's also to be writing out to us. The inmate, in the practice of the that's saying now the husband died, the halacha is the brother is by Netzev,